So Be'ezah Hashem, we learned Daf Mem Gimel of Masech the Baba Basu. Some of the topics that we learned about include the discussion in Shmuel's Halach of Hashut from Me'idin Zeh Al-Zeh. If a third party presents a claim against one partner while he occupies the field, the second partner can testify for the first partner to help him retain the field. The Gemara's explanation in Shmuel to avoid the issue of Noigin Be'idusan. The partner's testimony ought to be disqualified because he gains from his testimony as follows. If he still has a partner in the field, he clearly gains if the claimant does not confiscate the field. And even if he no longer is a partner, he gains in that Shemamid Bifnei Baal Chayvei. He makes it available to his debtor for collection in the following case. The testifying partner took out a personal loan while they were still partners. The loan came due after he had granted his part of the field to his partner, and he has no money and no other fields from which his Baal Chayv, the debtor, can collect. Now, it depends. Im Yoed, if he testifies for his partner, the Machzik, and he is successful in retaining the field, it turns out that he was a partner in this field at the time of the loan, and the Baal Chayv has a lien on half the field which he can now collect as payment. And the testifying partner would not be considered a Loi V'Rosh HaBalei Yishalim, a wicked person who borrows and does not pay back. However, Im Lo Yoed, if he does not testify for his partner and the Ma'ari is successful in confiscating the field, it turns out that he was not a partner in this field at the time of the loan, and the Baal Chayv does not have a lien on half of the field and cannot collect at all. And the testifying partner would be considered a Loi V'Rosh HaBalei Yishalim. The Braisa's halacha of Mocher Lebayis Ein Meir Lo Aleha. If a person sold someone a house and a third party presents a claim on the house, the seller may not testify on behalf of the buyer. If he sold someone mitaltlin, a movable item such as a cow, and the third party presents a claim on the item, the seller may testify on behalf of the buyer. Rav Sheshet's explanation of the distinction between the Reisha and Seifa in the case of Gozel u'Mocher, Ravin stole a field or item from Shimon and then sold it to Levi, and now Yehuda wants to claim it from Levi. Yiyush v'shin rishus. While Taltlin are acquired by the buyer after the owner disappears of Ebru covering the item, together with the item's transfer from the Goslin to the new owner. However, Karka ain't Nigzalis, land cannot be stolen, and that the field always belongs to the owner even after Yiyush v'shin rishus.